Okay, welcome once again, folks, to Voice of Reason Radio, here with my good buddy and friend, Rich Story. Looking forward to spending another hour with you this week. Got to actually be here this week because I'm not out working 10 extra hours on the streets trying to take care of some additional duties. So this week has been actually a pretty decent week. I actually got a little bit extra time off too. So, Rich, how you doing, brother?
Oh, brother, I'm just hanging in there like a rusty nail, blessed beyond measure and blessed beyond anything I deserve. Just glad to be back with you, and I'm glad to and thankful that the Lord watched over and protected you last week, because I know you had some things going on with your job. So I'm just thankful to be back here with you once again.
And just to let everybody know, it wasn't anything per se necessarily dangerous. We just we had a project that we were working on where we were going out and verifying registration status of certain persons in our local communities that require to do that. And if you're new to the show, I work in law enforcement, so it's one of those things that I have to do once in a while. That's why we didn't have a show last week. That we had an extra day where we were on a grant. They had sent out a bunch of us to do this follow-up and registration verification. So it was nothing inherently dangerous, but it was one of those things that is necessary to make sure that we're doing the job that is required by law. So thank you guys for letting us have that week off last week and letting me get that those additional duties done. Not only is it helpful to the communities that I serve, it allowed me an extra day of overtime, which is something I rarely see in my particular my particular job, because working for the state, they kind of frown on it because we have a limited budget. So it was a blessing all the way around. My family says thank you because we need new tires for the car. Yeah, I tell you, you'd be amazed how quickly a Honda CRV in a couple of years can rack up some miles in the need for tires.
Speaking of tires, I'm sitting here this afternoon and I get a call from my wife telling me that my daughter has taken our van to the shop that the tire was flat on it, and they pull a big old nail out of it.
Ugh.
So.
You know, it's amazing to me how often we can find those, nasty little devices, these deflation devices on the road. It's like, I'm on pavement. I didn't drive through a construction site. How did I get a 3-inch nail through my tire? I'm telling you, if you guys are driving trucks that have this stuff in the back, could you do me a favor? Close the truck bed?
I once had a friend that worked on a road crew for a state, and it was the road crew, and you'd be surprised at the things they find laying on the side of the road that just either fly off, fall off, or people throw out the window. I mean, it is unreal.
Oh yeah, it's insane. It's insane. We, and I know it's not intentional. I would hope it's not intentional. If you're out there throwing nails out the window just to mess with us, don't. 'Cause I'll find you. But it's not intentional, but people just get in their car, their SUV, their truck, and they're driving down the road and they're just not thinking about it. The window's open or the truck bed's open and they just got stuff flying out, and it's just amazing to me how much garbage does end up on the side of the road, despite those wonderful commercials in the 1980s with the crying Native American about please don't litter. Oh man. Okay, that just gave up a little bit of my age. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I will say this for the 80s. It had good stuff on TV. I mean, we had cool commercials. The toy commercials rocked. The cartoons were fantastic. And it actually went off at the end of the day. It didn't run 24/7. So TV wasn't too bad back in the 80s. So aside from things going on, how's things going with you and your family, Rich?
Oh, brother, just I couldn't complain if I had to. I mean, the Lord sustains and blesses us, and things just clicking right along, and just thankful for each day that the Lord grants us here. There's nothing really exciting to tell other than the big giant nail through the tire.
Yeah.
Really not been a lot going on in the last couple of weeks. Just typical day-to-day type things that every family, I'm sure, faces. You know, it's
it's
one of those cycles to where it's nothing's really great and nothing's really bad. Everything's just kind of sailing along. So that's usually the time you know the bottom's about to fall.
It's too quiet around here. Well, yeah, no, you know, I know that feeling, and you know, I think sometimes as Christians, we can sometimes forget that we look at the really big blessings in our life and we think that, wow, that's when God really showed up. Or we look at the tragedies in our life, our difficult times and the suffering, and we go, wow, this is such a rough, been such a rough time. Praise God, He's with us. I think those day-to-day times, we almost can kind of forget. Jerry Bridges' book, talks about, or the trusting God, trusting God even when life hurts, talks about that God is sovereign even in the mundane day-to-day things, and I think we can easily forget that. You know, it's nothing big going on, nothing tragic, nothing awesome, just the day-to-day stuff, and even God is sovereign in that. Just absolutely amazing that He even sovereignly decreed the quiet times, the dull times, as well as the chaos and the major moments of just awe. You know, he is sovereign in all of that, and I think that should give us pause. You know, I myself have been having those ups and downs, not necessarily from my family's perspective. My family has been doing really well. I mean, we've got two wonderful boys that we're blessed to be able to homeschool, and they're getting into those preteen phases where everything that I ever said to my parents is coming back to haunt me in spades. So the attitudes, the eye rolls, and the heavy sighs are coming out in full force. But you know, we will survive.
And brother, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because I've been there, done that. All three of my children are grown now, so. Yeah. Yeah, I know where you're headed. And
but you know, it's
a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm just going, I owe my parents every apology in the book. I'm starting to see this now, but but you know, even with that, it's mostly just been, I think, the day to day stuff, the nature of the job, the bills, little things that throw me, and then on top of that, the stress of knowing the current environment, the anti-law enforcement bias in the country and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of ups and downs and roller coasters. And so last night I'm like, I know I haven't, and folks, this is me being transparent. I'm not trying to win any favors or any appreciation for my honesty or anything like that. It's just me being transparent. Because of these ups and downs, I don't always read scripture the way I ought to. And I got to be honest, when I look at that, I go, why am I even bothering doing a radio podcast here? I'm not being as consistent as I ought to be. And that's just me, like I said, just trying to be transparent with y'all. But because of that, and I recognize the ups and downs emotionally, or because my eyes aren't where they always should be, I opened the Bible last night, and I remember somebody once talking about, when we read Colossians, that the amazing amount of hope and the blessings that come out of that. And it's a wonderful, a short book, four chapters. You can read it in a single sitting, talking about the nature of Christ, talking about His preeminence, talking about how He has saved us and how we should then live as a result. I mean, just an amazing book. And just thinking about that we who once walked in the flesh, we who were once separated from God by our evil deeds and our wicked hearts, He has adopted into His family through Christ. I mean, what an amazing book. And so that, if I could encourage you, if anything, is that's why we go to Scripture, is to be fed, to be strengthened on the Word of God, because we have those ups and those downs, and this may sound a little cliche, but you think about when Jesus was walking on the water, and Peter looks at Him and says, "If it's You, Lord, command me to come out, and I will." And He says, "Come," and in faith, Peter steps out on that water, and he's walking towards Christ with his eyes on Christ, and then he looks to the waves, and he sees the crashing and the splashing and the winds, and he loses sight of Christ and he sinks. And to me, that's a picture of things that we can do when we're not in the Word, when we're not in prayer, that we can look at the insanity of the world around us. And Rich, you and I are going to talk about some current events that will help us remember that we are living in a world that is in massive rebellion to the Word of God. We look at that, and we just want to go crawl under a rock somewhere. We want to go build a commune in the woods and live off the land and get off the grid and say, nobody, get away from here. You know, put a no trespassing sign. Leave me alone. You know, but none of that would solve anything. Because our redemption is in Christ, our hope is in Christ, and you go to the Word of God, and that's where you find that peace. It comes from the knowledge that God is in control. He has redeemed you, who were at war with Him. Now you're in His family, and you get to spend eternity with your Savior. So that's the hope that we have. That is the amazing hope that we have, and can only just encourage you all to be spending your time doing that. You know, don't even, you know what? If you haven't read your Bible today, turn this off. Go to the Word of God, repent, because you should be listening to the Word of God before you listen to us. Pray and get in the Word of God, because you need that. You absolutely need that. And then make time with your family, because that's one of the other things that I've been watching what's going on around us. I mean, Rich, you and I are going to talk about just the two conventions in the last 2 weeks, the insanity on that, and the lack of logic and reason. And so we went and got – I have this book on Kindle. It's The Fallacy Detective. And I said, okay, kids, part of your homeschool curriculum, you're going to read a chapter out of this book, and then a couple times a week we're going to sit down and talk about it so you can learn how to think, you know, because the world doesn't know how to think. So yeah, just do that. Yeah, what was that, Rich? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you named that, and I've seen that book. I've never read it, but do you like that book? I mean, is it structured just for children, or would that benefit adults as well?
I think it would benefit adults, because I think so many of us, we've never sat through anything to teach us how to reason and logic, think about how we actually logically structure a discussion or an argument. And so much of what's going on in our culture today, it's pure emotional rhetoric. I mean, we're going to talk about the conventions and things that have gone on, and all this has happened, and it's like people don't care. You know, I've got my heart invested in this person, in this movement, and so it doesn't matter whether what they say is true or not, or whether they violated every rule under the sun, I'm still going to support them. So the book itself is broken up into sections, and it's I think a good primer for helping you understand bad logic, bad argumentation, you know, things like being able to identify a red herring, somebody just throwing another subject in there that doesn't have anything to do with it, talking about poisoning the well, you know, trying to turn the issue, the people listening to an argument of a person, to turn them against the person rather than the argument itself. You're a hateful bigot, and that, you know, well, that's not dealing with the argument, it's dealing with the nature of the person, and it has nothing to do with the argument itself. And
so that has so much application to something we're going to discuss later.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've only gone through a couple of chapters. I read a few chapters when I first got the book, and my problem with books is that, you know, I go, ooh, shiny object, and I go to the next book and the next book, and I have a hard time finishing them. So I'm actually looking for, this is forcing me to sit down and go through it with my family. But I think it's going to be a good primer. It's set up primarily to teach to younger persons, but I think every adult should go out and buy it and read it, because it gives you actual practical exercises. We just went through about having an inquiring mind and being a good listener today, and it's talking about, you know, do you want to hear? Do you want to learn? Do you want to gain information, or do you just want to bulldoze your way through a conversation? Are you willing to be a listener, or are you just want to be a talker and let everybody agree with you? And they give you these little exercises that say, this is what the person said. Now, Are they listening, not listening? Is it something different? And it gives you a chance to work through them and actually see them play out. And I think it's a great little primer. I really would recommend it, especially parents. Your kids are growing up in a culture that runs purely on emotional rhetoric. I really, really recommend you get that. I recommend and take the time to learn it, because you can destroy an emotional argument by exposing the fallacies. We want to do it in love, of course. We're not trying to encourage you to go out and be jerks for Jesus or anything. But sorry, stole that from somebody. Nate, I think I stole that from you. Sorry. But
that struck a funny bone. I don't think you got that from me, because I would claim it in a heartbeat. But
yeah, sure what... I think I stole that from Nate Pickowitz. I think our friends over at Entreating Favor. So I think I remember him saying that on one of their programs, which those guys at Entreating Favor, by the way, if you want another good podcast to listen to, like ourselves, they do them once a week. Really, really well-structured, really can't speak well enough for them. Good theology, pastoral point of view, a layperson in the church point of view with Landon Chapman, but someone who teaches in the church, and they have great guests. They just had Todd Friel on for the second time, I think last week. I'm not sure who their guest was this week, talking about the book that he just wrote, Stressed Out, which I am looking forward to. I'm getting stressed because I need the book. It's the last I saw on the delivery track, it was in Iowa, I think. So it needs to get here. I need this book. But
I'm sorry, but I did see a funny, I think it was they weren't trying to intentionally be mean, but it was a rather humorous comment on that particular book. And I don't know if it was a comment on Nate's or on the Wretched Feed, but it said something to the effect of, why would I want to order a book to learn how to be stressed out? I'm stressed out enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it just kind of comes naturally for me. I don't need more help. Which, if you listen to Todd on the radio show, Todd is so manic and so fast, you almost could get stressed out listening to Todd. Todd, I love you. please don't turn us down if we ever try to get you on the show. But I'm looking forward to it, because he really does write in such a winsome way and really such a biblical way. And I've read his first two books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one, because I think Todd has really touched on something. He did it with the anxiety DVD that they put out. It talks about getting your thinking right, and they took a huge lumps for the anxiety DVD, because so many people look at depression and anxiety as this clinical issue that can only be solved through medication. And Todd said, look, you know, yeah, there are clinical reasons and stuff for depression, and then sometimes medication may be helpful, but there are so much the Bible has to say about anxiety, and they really did a great DVD on that, and I really recommend that as well. But I look forward to seeing what he has to say through his book. But yeah, the folks over at Entreating Favor, really highly recommend them, and they're worth stealing lines from, like I did from Nate. So Nate, thank you. you know, while we're on, you know, giving some plugs to some of our good friends out there, there's some stuff that Rich, you and I talked about wanting to share tonight. Why don't we do that? Why don't we give our listeners some juicy tidbits on things to follow up on? What do you say about that?
Sounds good to me. You go ahead and start. I've got my list ready, so Okay. Get back and.
All right. Well, get up.
We'll be through this in about 2 hours.
Yeah, by the time we're done, I mean, my goodness, we're already 20 minutes into the show. All right. Well, here, get a pen and paper handy. Rich and I are going to give you some juicy tidbits of projects that are either coming up or ongoing. And we want you to get involved in some form or fashion, okay? The first one is the Pillar of Truth Conference. This is coming up October 21st through the 22nd, and I believe it's in Pennsylvania. Here, let me pull up my website real quick. If you go to Pillar of Truth, is it .com or .org? This is what happens when I think I'm ready and I'm not. Okay, here we go. Pillar of truthministry.com, and it will take you to the Pillar of Truth Conference, which is coming up, and it's going to be at, let me get my All my little windows are in the way. I need multiple screens. That's what I need. This is at Christ Bible Church. I want to say it is in Pennsylvania. Let me find the address for you. Yes, the Christ Bible Church in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, takes place each October, and this year they have the wonderful guys from Pyromaniacs blog. Pyromaniacs is a blog that was put together by Phil Johnson of Grace to You, Dan Phillips, a pastor out of Texas, and Frank Turk, three wonderful godly men. All right, these are godly men, and they really put out some great articles when all three of them were working on this. Phil Johnson took a step back from blogging because of just well, his doctor said if he didn't get back to or scale back some of what he was doing, his health was going to have some serious ramifications. So a while several years ago he took a break back, but it doesn't keep him from being involved in Christian ministry at all. So but just a fantastic preacher, a wonderful godly mind. Dan Phillips, Frank Turk, can't say enough about them. Just great guys. Really recommend you, if you can get to the Pillar of Truth conference this year, they're going to be talking about justification by faith. Now that is a fantastic topic to be talking about. We live in a time when there are the idea of religion is, it's smorgasbord. Pick whatever you want that makes you feel great. Do whatever you want as long as it gets you to where you think you're going to go. And it's a man-centered nonsense. And justification by faith, the idea that we are justified, made righteous in the eyes of God because of the completed work of Jesus Christ, that's such an amazing, eye-opening topic to be discussing, and the hope and the joy and the peace that come out of that. So really recommend you go check this out. Again, October 21st through the 22nd at Christ Bible Church in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Go to Pillar of Truth ministry.com to get the information, and check this conference out. If you can get there, get there. Great, a bunch of guys. So, Rich, I'm telling you, if I could afford a flight, I would be out there.
I agree with you. There's so many great ones around the country that I think we're at a day and age to where you could be a full-time conference attendee.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Almost.
Absolutely.
Seems like there's one almost every week somewhere in the country that just, you sit there and read about it and you're going, oh, I would love to be able to go there.
Yeah, I know. I keep trying to tell these guys, Reno, Nevada. There's a lot of people here that could really benefit from it. We got conference space out here. I'm telling you, could just come out to Reno, Nevada. We'd be happy to have you. I'm telling you. Because I can't afford to travel. All right, Rich, why don't you grab the next one for us here?
Okay, the next one is going to mention Bezoin Track Club, and they're sponsoring, I guess you would call it sponsoring. It was in this month's newsletter, but it's called 100K One Day. And the website is 100, the letter K, then the number one, day, day.com. And this will be taking place on September 17th of this year. And you can go to that website. And like I said, this is being sponsored by Bezoin Track Club, good friends of ours that we know that put out some really good, solid tracks. And you can go to bezoin.org for their main website.
Okay, Rich, but you got to spell that. Spell it for the people.
BEZEUGEN.org.
There you go. Because I know
me. Thought you were going to trip me up, didn't
you? No. Uh-huh. I know me. I've had people do this to me. Oh, go to bezoin.org. How do you spell that? I don't know what I'm typing. So we gotta do. We gotta give them. We gotta spell it out for them because people like me listen to these shows and we're not that smart.
I'm not either. I had the website pulled up and I was spelling it from the address bar. Yeah. But anyway, the 100K K1 day, what they're trying to do is on September the 17th, and you can go to the website for this particular event and sign up. And if you're listening to this and your church is involved in gospel outreach, ask your church to participate in this. And basically what they're trying to organize is 100 churches willing to take on September the 17th. They're wanting 100 churches to go out in their neighborhoods and distribute 1,000 tracts. And the goal is for that one day for 100,000 tracts to be distributed throughout all across the country. And I think that is something that is needed desperately in our country. It was just today that I got an email, and I'm probably like so many of you, get bombarded with, you know, tons of different emails from different ministries or different organizations. And I saw one today about donating to a particular ministry outreach for another country. They were trying to distribute something like 100,000 mini booklet, Christian booklets. And, you know, yes, that's great. We need to be getting the gospel out all over the world. But based on headlines that's going on in our own country, I think for a large part that the churches are forgetting that America needs the gospel probably more than a lot of these other countries do at this moment, because America may be the most religious country in the world, but it's the less Christian than what it should be or what it claims to be. So outreaches like this that are participating in getting the gospel out into our own neighborhoods and to our people across our own nation is desperately, desperately needed right now more than ever. So if you can participate with them, you know, please do, or, you know, do it on your own and just let them know that, you know, on that particular date you went and handed out 10, 20, 30, 100 or 1,000 tracts yourself. But let's all try to join in and help reach that goal on that, at least that one particular day of seeing 100,000 tracts getting to the hands of people that need to hear the gospel.
Amen. Amen. And folks, I tell you something, as Christians, all of us have the obligation to be getting out and getting the gospel out into people, into people's hands. And the idea of speaking to a complete and total stranger or to your neighbor or to a family member may terrify the living daylights out of you. Then if it really is that nerve-wracking, which that kind of, you know, they tell you the two biggest fears in the world is public speaking and death. In fact, public speaking rates higher, from what I understand. Tracts are a fantastic opportunity to still be obedient to the gospel, or the command to preach the gospel, but to do it in such a way that you can hand it to someone, you can leave it somewhere that somebody will find it, and that gospel will get into their hands. And God will use that. God will use that. Now, get good tracts. Get good tracks. Go to places like Bezoin.org. Go to 1milliontracks.com. Go to gospeltrackplanet.com. Go to livingwaters.com. Rich, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I think I bumped my mic. I apologize for that.
I thought, you know, a gorilla came into the room. I'm like, uh-oh. Okay. So, barring any additional animal noises, but I'm telling you, man, I thought something ate you over there. So that means to get involved in this. I mean, imagine that, 100,000 tracks in one day, just 100,000 people with the gospel in their hands, and get good tracks. Get involved. That is an amazing project to be a part of. So I really recommend it. Our friend Carl called Fly. He did not put us up to that. This is something we got, and we're passing it on to you. So, next thing, and this is an official podcast tease, we're going to have a special guest next week, provided we can make everything work when it comes to recording. We have such a track record with technology. We're going to have a special guest next week, somebody, Rich, you and I have not talked to on air in over a year. We're going to have Tony Miano on the air. We're going to have the crew back together for one night.
Gonna be like a reunion.
Oh my goodness! You know, we may not even get to the subject. The way we used to act together on the road, half the show was over before we ever got to the topic. So we may have to try to control ourselves. This may be hard. But Tony is going to be on with us next week because he right now is in the midst of what's called Project 1019. And if you do not know what that is, shame on you. Why are you not following the stuff that Tony is putting out there? He's got some good stuff. Go to crossencountersmen.com and look at the article titled Project 1019. The website address is crossencountersmen.com/featured-article/project-10-19/. So that, or just go to crossencountersmen.com and look for it. Project 1019 is something that's actually very near and dear to Tony's heart, as well as my own and even Rich's, given the family that he has involved in law enforcement. 1019, if you don't know what that means, 1019 is a radio code for law enforcement, and every law enforcement agency has slightly different ones. And when Tony was working for the sheriff's office there in California, when he would hear 1019, that was to return back to the sheriff's department because there was an issue that had to be dealt with. And as a chaplain, he had a lot of those that he had to deal with. And I don't want to get into too much detail because that'll ruin it for Tony, and we need to interview him. But Project 1019 is Tony's effort and something he's encouraging others to be a part of, either through prayer, through assisting him to get the materials that he's using, or to get out there yourself and do something similar. And that's to get out and not only show support for local law enforcement agencies, but to use it as an opportunity to get involved in sharing the gospel with people who respond as they come up and talk to you, or people, the law enforcement agencies themselves. And again, don't want to steal Tony's thunder on this. He's already had some interaction with local law enforcement or dispatchers at the agencies he's been out in front of. He's going out there with a sign that talks about Law Enforcement Lives Matter, and he has Police Lives Matter gospel tracts that he's given out. I'm saying it now. We wanted to hopefully get him tonight, but unfortunately he is at a conference of his own. He's not in the conference. He's attending the conference at his church there in Santa Clarita Valley, John MacArthur's church, Grace Community Church in Santa Clarita Valley. And so he could not be tonight. But the reason I wanted to bring it up tonight is he's already started this project. And I would like you to follow along with what he's doing. You can go to crossencountersmen.com, get the information. You can go to, it's X Encounters. I think it's at X Encounters Men on Twitter. Is that right, Rich? I'm throwing Rich a curveball, but yeah, you can follow it on Twitter. You can go to they still have a Cross Encounters page on Facebook, and you can follow what's going on there. You can go to Tony's page, YouTube page. Go to YouTube and look for Tony Miano, M-I-A-N-O, and he's doing videos that have to do with after each of these Project 1019 outreaches that he does. So really encourage you to do that now, because even though he's going to talk more about it next week, would like you to start praying for him now, praying for people that do get involved. And as he says, if you can't get out there and do it yourself, hold the rope to get involved with the project in some capacity, so we can be getting the gospel out not only to the law enforcement community, but also to the people that that are interacted with. And like I said, you can go to it is X Encounters Men, at X Encounters Men. That's the Twitter page for Tony, and that's where you'll find a lot of that. Again, you can find it on Facebook and at his website as well. So go check those out. Very near and dear to my heart and Rich's and Tony's, because of all of our mutual connection to law enforcement, especially in the climate that we live in. And in fact, that's one of the things we're going to talk about, something that happened at the Democratic National Convention because of the anti-law enforcement climate that we exist in. We certainly have right now. So we've covered the Pillar of Truth Conference. We've covered the 100K one day event. We've covered Project 1019. Rich, are we forgetting something? Seems like there's something that's going on right now that, but I don't know, Rich. What was there something else big going on, or am I just imagining things?
Well, I think there's a pretty hot topic out there right now, and if I'm not mistaken, my good buddy Captain America made another appearance.
Oh, you little stinker! You get you did you did not just do that to me.
Thought you were gonna get away since we didn't have a show last week.
Oh, you little sneaker!
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you gonna pay for that one?
Pass up a, you know I'm not gonna pass up a chance to throw out there when my friend and my buddy and brother does a Captain America appearance. So since you're Captain America and you made the movie.
It's not a movie. Not a movie. It's a 3-minute video. It's a 3-minute video, and boy, did it cost me some pain. All right. All right.
Why don't you tell us about what the Hot Pepper Challenge is? And I really want to know what happened after the video ended.
Okay. All right. Hot Pepper Challenge. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. Our good friend Bart McCurdy, Josh Elsom, they've created the Hot Pepper Challenge. You go to hotpepperchallenge.com. This is one of those things as Christians I believe we can support. While it is not specifically a gospel outreach, it is doing an act of kindness for soldiers who come back with things like PTSD, who need limb replacement, who have all kinds of issues that result as being part of the military going and fighting in wars to protect the men and women of this country. So the Hot Pepper Challenge, if you guys recall, a couple years ago they had the Ice Bucket Challenge to raise awareness and money for ALS. Well, the Hot Pepper Challenge is to raise awareness for the issues that soldiers face and to get people to donate money to the Lone Survivor Foundation. And you can go to hotpepperchallenge.com to be a part of that. Like Rich, who's almost no longer about to be a friend, I'm also very angry with Bart McCurdy. I'm going to get you for this, Bart. I got roped into this, and it's really hard on two levels, because number one, I am a former Army soldier. I served in the Nevada Army National Guard from 1996 to 2004. I was a tanker. I got to running around in an M1A1. I got to shoot a 120-millimeter smoothbore cannon and a 64-ton steel beast. Okay? Hoo-ah! All right? That was lots of fun. I enjoyed my time. I will say that I learned a lot, and I'm grateful. I was one of the fortunate people that didn't have to go overseas. You know, when I got out, we had not yet been activated as a unit. But I know men that went over a few years later after I had was no longer serving out of my unit. They went over and they served in Afghanistan. And by God's grace, all of them came back. But warfare is one of those things that can do very hard things to a person. And Lone Survivor Foundation is committed to helping those soldiers out. And so the Hot Pepper Challenge is to get people online eating hot peppers, getting them, watching them make fools of themselves, and to get them involved with Lone Survivor Foundation. So Bart already had a hook in me because of my former soldier days, and then he pulls this on me. I get this phone call, and I said, yeah, what's up? He says, well, I need your help. And I should have hung up right then and there. Should have just hung up on you, Bart. No. Anytime I know you're going to ask me for help, I just know it's going to cost me. So so Bart says, I need Captain America's help. Now, if you don't know what that means, I don't know how you've listened to the show this long and not heard Rich torment me about this. But I have made a costume that I go with my kids to the Comic-Con events, and it's just something I enjoy doing, a little bit of a hobby, and I get to be a part of, get to, entertain some kids. And so I'm in this Captain America outfit, and Bart decided he was going to use that against me. And he says, I need Captain America to be involved with the Hot Pepper Challenge. Now, you have to understand, I don't eat spicy food. Okay? I don't eat spicy food. I have German descent. I'm not a spicy food person. So just looking at a pepperoncini can make me break out in a sweat. And he wants me to go and buy a hot pepper, dress up in my costume, and do the Hot Pepper Challenge on camera to get people to get involved. So not only, if I say no, do I let down my fellow soldiers. Now, if I say no, Captain America said no. Are you kidding me? Bart, I'm going to kill you. So, all right. People are going to razz me. I ate a jalapeno. Okay? I ate a jalapeno and ate the whole thing. Now, I know just about every one of you going, psh, whatever. That was intense pain for someone who cannot eat spicy food. It was immense pain. And I am sitting, I've got foam helmet, foam chest plate, shoulder pads so that this costume looks somewhat heroic. And I'm sweating and I'm dying as I'm trying to eat this pepper. And you can go to YouTube, you look up Captain America Takes the Hot Pepper Challenge. It's there. You can go to hotpepperchallenge.com. Or I think they've got it up there. If not, you can go to their Facebook page. Look for Hot Pepper Challenge. It's on there. And you can see this fool behind the microphone dressed up like a comic book character eating a hot pepper. Now, here's the thing. You can't dress up like Captain America and then die on camera as you eat a hot pepper. So you can actually see, if you watch as I'm eating the pepper, the camera just begins to shake. That's because my wife is watching this knowing how much pain I am in at that moment. And she's trying not to laugh at me. So the camera slightly begins to shake. I finish it. She hits stop. And I ripped every piece of costume off and ran to the kitchen, grabbed the jug of milk, grabbed a cup, grabbed bread, and started downing it. And it would put out the fire for about a second. And then as soon as I swallowed, it was like somebody lit my tongue up with kerosene in a match. Woof.
Just in case our listeners don't know this, actually, jalapenos can vary in the amount of heat that they produce. So depending on what variety of jalapeno you picked and where, what part of the country it came from, you could have had one on the upper end scale, because I do eat spicy foods quite often. I mean, you know, for me, hot pepper is almost on every plate at dinner, or, you know, I've got Tabasco and half a dozen other types of hot sauce that I use on different things. So, but when it comes to jalapenos, you know, that's one of those. I've eaten some that set me on fire, and I've bitten to some that I might as well have been eating a bell pepper. I mean, they do vary in there. So just in your defense a little bit, you know, there is a good chance you may have actually got a hold of a real jalapeno pepper that actually had some heat.
Well, so. And I'll tell you something, you know, this was not a situation you can fake in. Okay, so, you know, I grabbed the whole pepper and I ate it, seeds and all. So, and if any, and, you know, all y'all who actually eat peppers, you know, the membrane, the seeds and stuff, and the juice in there, that's where a lot of that heat comes from. And I ate that entire thing. And I'm telling you, Bart, don't ever call me again. I'm not doing it ever again. And all y'all who say, well, he didn't name me, Andrew Rappaport, you're called out, okay? Yes, I called out Rich, I called out another friend, and I called out every other person I know that wears this, you know, stupid costume like I do. But just because I didn't call you out, Andrew Rappaport, doesn't mean you get off scot-free, all right? Y'all want to mock me because I did this? You're on the ticket. Get your behind on camera, or you go donate some money. I don't care which, but you do it.
Actually, do both.
Do both would be better.
Both. Do both. Yeah, do both.
Both would be better.
And I'm going to do both. It's just that my video appearance is going to be slightly delayed because I'm waiting for something in particular to be shipped when I do my challenge on video. Because in my competitive nature, I cannot let my partner on Voice of Reason Radio, I cannot let my partner in Captain America show me up, so I've got to up my game a little bit. I'll just leave it at that.
I tell you, man, that was utter pain. I don't know how y'all do it. I've seen people. Josh Elson, one of the guys who did, he went and did. I think he did the Carolina Reaper.
He did the Carolina
Reaper.
And
I was like, dude, how are you not in a hospital?
And the Carolina Reaper is just like barely under the level of heat of what police grade pepper spray is at.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. That would be like taking your, you know, a thing of police grade pepper spray and spraying in your mouth. Yeah. That's how hot the Carolina Reaper
is.
Yeah,
no, and that poor guy, man. I just remember the line, "It's getting hotter."
What amazed me was watching Josh's son chomp in on that jalapeno that you ate, and he looked like he was about 10 or 11 years old.
Great. That, you know, I don't think that's helping me, Rich. It's not helping me. Okay, we need to change subjects now because it's just getting worse. All right. Please, go check out Hot Pepper Challenge. Go watch the video. Watch me make an idiot of myself, and then go get involved. All right, there is one other topic we wanted to cover because what I was getting at, Rich, is that Living Waters has their newest film out, The Atheist Delusion. Now, from what I understand, this is a fantastic film. Rich, I think you were the one who was just telling me before the show, this is on par with 180, which was a fantastic video talking about how to point out what abortion really is and actually get people thinking about what they're supporting when they, you know, when they voted for someone who was in favor of abortion or voted, or not only just voted, but, you know, supported some of these things. And now The Atheist Delusion, you can go to atheistmovie.com and you can download Ray Comfort's newest film there. And it is, from what I understand, just a really fantastic film, really will challenge a lot of atheist thinking. Ken Ham, if you go to the website, there's some great little comments from people. Ken Ham over at Answers in Genesis says, "Compelling, engages atheists like never before." Ray, if there's anybody who I think can really engage an atheist and really confront his worldview and do it in a manner that is loving and compassionate and really get to the heart of the issue, not just try to you know slam dunk and make the atheist look and feel stupid, but really compel them to question their position and understand that there is a God who they'll stand before on Judgment Day, and that that he's going to hold them accountable. And if they're outside of Christ, there's no salvation. That's Ray. Ray Comfort. I mean, Rich, I don't know if you've ever had the chance to watch Ray Comfort in person. I had that opportunity. The first time I ever met Tony Miano, it was the Ambassador's Academy that Living Waters used to do. And I had an opportunity to watch Ray engage not necessarily an atheist. I don't know what the guy was. He was one of the most irrational people. I don't think he was an atheist. But he spoke irrationally. He spoke all over the map. And I just watched him in awe because of the compassion and the love that he shared, yet speaking to the entire crowd as well as this one man. And it was just an amazing effort on his part. And I think Atheist Delusion is going to do exactly that. You know, so it's one of those films that can equip Christians to help you understand how to address atheist objections, but also to challenge the atheists out there. Really, really encourage you, go check out atheistmovie.com. Everything that I've ever seen Living Waters done, I've never had a complaint. Rich, I mean, would you say that's probably accurate?
Oh, yeah. And when it comes to Ray, I've never seen anyone exercise as much patience and self-control as that man does when it comes to evangelism and witnessing to what most of us would consider the most difficult hecklers there are. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the atheist community, Ray's got a really odd love-hate kind of thing from them, because they are drawn to him like a moth is to a flame. They don't agree with Ray, but yet they like him, but they don't like him. And it's really kind of a odd little thing going on, because I know that Ray's had a lot of interaction with some really well-known atheists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's debated them and then turned around and gone and eat lunch with them. And I mean, yeah. I think during the filming of this particular movie, I think he had a banquet and him and Penn Teller sat down and had a long discussion. I don't know if that's part of this movie or not. I've not seen it yet. I've heard through someone that was privy to a private pre-release type mm-hmm. screening that their reaction was this was as good as 180 was when it came out, because that was probably the more well-known out of some of his more recent releases. But I was told, and through a very reliable source, that this movie is as good as 180. So I'm really looking forward to watching it myself and seeing, because Ray's really has a really unique approach and a unique way of interacting and dealing with atheists. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what he's come up with now in this mm-hmm. particular tool to witness to that group.
I agree. I mean, there, if you go online and you type in YouTube and you say your search is atheist versus Christian or something, you look at so many encounters, and it seems like, you know, the atheists just want to reduce us to blind fools, and there are Christians who just, it seems like, and I know they're well-intentioned, I'm not trying to knock down on anybody, but it seems like, I just want to prove to you you're a fool. You know, the Bible says, you know, it is the fool who says in his heart there is no God. So I'm going to show you you're just a fool. And it seems like that's all that sometimes either side really ever wants to do. And the truth of the matter is that there are genuinely kind people who can be atheists, believe it or not. I've interacted with people on my Facebook pages that were nice. I would love to sit down with them and have, you know, okay, I don't drink coffee. They can have a cup of coffee. I'll have my chai tea latte, but and hush about the girly drinks. I don't want to hear it. all right.
Okay.
But actually, you too. But I was talking to the people listening, because I know somebody's going to make a smart aleck comment. But the point is that you sit down and just have a conversation, because you know this is a person who's genuinely a nice person. Now, in the eyes of God, are they a wretched, vile sinner? Absolutely. But we still treat them as imago Dei, created in the image and likeness of God. That's how it's supposed to be. And Ray exemplifies that. I have never seen that man in any video. I've never seen him or listened to him in any audio where he wasn't the most humble and most polite and most caring individual when it came to presenting the gospel. I just never seen it. And I remember that encounter where I watched him on Huntington Beach interacting with this individual, and I'm recording him with my video camera. And as soon as it's done, I turn off the video camera, and he steps down from his box, and I looked at him, and I said, "Sir, I am just in awe." And without even missing a beat, it wasn't like he's rehearsed this behavior. He just looks at me and almost surprised us, "Well, thank you." I mean, almost like he was surprised somebody would say that to him, because he's not looking for accolades. He's not looking for, you know, I want to be just like you. He just wants people to know Christ, and he wants Christians to do the work of going out and sharing the gospel and making disciples. That's what he wants to see done. So, man, if you guys got to go see this film.
Yeah, I've never had the privilege of seeing him in person witnessing, but I've talked with him on the phone several times and have watched I don't know how many different videos. But someone that is that consistent in his humility and in the way that he talks, I mean, every time anyone like yourself talking about him or have come back from a conference or anything, any interaction they've ever had with Ray has all been positive, just like what you said. And, you know, I think the man walks in true humility. I think he's a very, very, very true, devout Christian, very, very humble, and a man that really exhibits the fruit of the Spirit, probably more so than most.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, you know what, Rich? I'm looking at the time here, and we have actually gone 53 minutes into the show, and we didn't talk about anything that involved the current events. And you know what? I think I'm okay with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I've enjoyed the conversation.
You know, I mean,
it's kind of nice to talk about what other people are being involved with and some of these outreaches, and hopefully some of our listeners have learned something or learned about an outreach or an event that maybe otherwise they would not have heard about, and maybe they'll get out there and get involved or get out there and share the gospel preferably get out there and share the gospel themselves, and
Amen.
And hand out a tract, leave a tract, or do what we used to do. We called it going commando tracting, where we would go through a department store and just leave tracts hidden, all types of little cubby holes, and mm-hmm. in purses and tackle boxes. And
yeah, I mean,
we used to do that with our teen track team. We had a group of about a half a dozen teenagers, and you know, we would share the gospel with them, and you know, working with them on learning to share the gospel and tracting and everything. But they would always get the biggest thrill out of going and doing a commando raid on a department store, and you know, and eventually they got to the point where they would go up to people and hand them the track and talk to them. But I always just really enjoyed doing that, working with the young people and sharing the gospel.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, I mean, we can talk about current events all the time, and you know what? If you spend too much time on current events, it can leave you dry. I mean, you can just look at the world around you and see, okay, upcoming election, two of the most insane options for running for president. Talk about the Republican National Convention, who they, you know, proved that they can't tell the difference between an actual Christian and a false teacher, because they see Christianity as nothing but a demographic. Talk about whether or not Ted Cruz did the right thing by not endorsing, or should he have endorsed because he made a promise. We could talk about the Democratic National Convention, where they proved what we already knew about both parties, is that their electoral process is completely rigged, and the person that's running still got the nomination. You know, they put the families of criminals on stage to say police violence is rampant, and these were the families of the people who brought the violence upon themselves because of their actions. They went and brought a person in the midst of committing a crime who's refusing deportation order and put her on a stage. And everybody's excited. We can look at all of this and we go, oh my goodness, what has happened to this world? What's happened to this world is just a natural extension of a sinful heart. We are Romans 1 in effect. God has said, this is what you wanted, this is what I will give you. He said in Romans 1 what would happen to a culture that turns from him. America's on that, is right in the midst of that. This is the judgment of God. And we can look at that and we can just lose our minds. We can lose hope. We can become depressed. We can decide that it's just not worth it. Why do I bother? Well, the reason we bother is because we glorify the God who saved us. We glorify him by obeying his command to go out and preach the gospel, because there are people out there he is going to save. It is his will that there are people out there that they're going to be saved. And he has said that the way that that happens is through the preaching of the gospel. How will they hear unless someone preaches? That's what the Word of God says. Go to the book of Romans. That's Paul. Same one who said that this is what happens when God judges a nation. He also said, go out and preach the gospel. So that's what we do. Why? Because we have hope in Christ. We have peace in Christ. The world's going to hate us. It's going to spit on us. It's going to persecute us. But we just talked about four different projects. The Pillar of Truth Conference, talking about the justification by faith, talking about Project 1019, reaching out to law enforcement, talking about the 100K one-day tract outreach, talking about Ray Comfort and Atheist Delusion film. Go to atheistmovie.com. These are people committed to preaching the gospel wherever God would place them. And that is where hope lies. It is not in the Republican Party. It's not in the Democrat Party. It's not in any electoral process. It is in Christ alone. And I'm okay with the fact that we did not dwell on the current events tonight. Because you know what? This is where our hope lies. It's in Jesus Christ alone. Rich, anything else before we wrap it up tonight?
Just agree with everything that you said in closing, and I would like to encourage everyone to get involved and to share the gospel. And if for whatever reason you're homebound or in a hospital and you're not where you can be out and actively participating or handing out tracts or whatever yourself, at least be praying for those that are out there sharing the gospel, because they need your prayers as much as they do anything else.
Amen. Amen. Nothing we do will really go very far if we have not prayed about it, and we certainly need prayer warriors. So folks, be praying, be preaching, and support those who are involved if you can do nothing else. All right, folks, well, we really enjoyed tonight. Not one of our usual topics. Not that we've had that many, and we've only been on for a couple months, but we actually enjoyed this. We like to highlight other people, because the whole point of this is not really about making our own name brand with Voice of Reason Radio. It's about edifying the saints, and if we can point you to a resource, whoever that is, that's a blessing in the eyes of God, then we're going to point you there. And this has never been about us. It's always about Jesus Christ. So if you know of something that you maybe think would be worth us talking about on the air, hey, you know, shoot us a quick email, voiceofreasonradio@gmail.com. You know, if you got comments or questions about the show, shoot it to us. We will be happy to hear from you. You got criticisms, critiques, whatever, please write us. Again, as always, we remind you that we're on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Voice of Reason Radio. We would love to have you follow us, not because of us, but because we want to be sharing the Word of God with people. And we value the time that you give to us to take out of your day and listen to our program. And we'd love to be able to interact with you and hear from you. Share it with other people. You know, if there's something in this that you think is beneficial, please, just, it's a real quick button to hit the retweet, you know, on Twitter, or hit share on Facebook. You know, invite people to follow, because we really want to get, not that we want to grow our show in any way, but we really just want to be an edifying influence in people's lives, and we want to bless God by trying to make the best use of our time. So we thank you for that. We look forward to talking to Tony Miano next week. Reunion time. I'm gonna have to be careful not to say Cross Encounters. What's weird is I, with Tony on, I'm going to feel like I need to let him start, because we didn't start when Tony was on the air. Tony would always start the show, and I'm going to be confused. I just know it.
That's going to be different for sure, because, you know, Tony was, especially when it came to radio, Tony was our mentor, because he's the one that got us both involved.
Yeah.
In podcasting and online radio, so it's going to be a twist, that's for sure.
Yeah, almost kind of like, you know, it was almost like we were drug kicking and screaming into it. Yeah, I just, you know, I was like, Chris, I want you to volunteer. What? I felt like I was in the military again. But I look forward to it. I look forward to it. It's been too long since the three of us have been on the air, and I look forward to having him on the show. So not sure if it's going to be Friday or Saturday next week. I do know – actually, it's going to have to be Friday, because no, that's – see, I'm confusing myself. I need my wife here. She's the one with the calendar. I'm not sure if it's going to be Friday or Saturday next week. I will, we will get it figured out, and we'll get it planned out, and then we will put it out on social media when that's going to be coming up. We're going to ask you to pray for the show, as we always do. Ask you to pray for Tony while he is out there involved in Project 1019, and pray that he has good interactions with the law enforcement, and that that is a blessing to not only him, but to them, and especially to God. So we look forward to seeing you guys next week, and as we always say, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. God bless you guys. Good night, and we will see you next time.